The Guardian.
What about China? What about India? I mean, are these countries really going to come aboard? Can you see?
I don't think they will in the first round. I think they'd like to see some level of ambition on the part of the developed countries before they make any voluntary commitments of their own.
Have they made that very clear to you since Bali?
Not really. I only sense that, and this is purely a personal opinion. But I'm also basing it on the statements that both countries have been making. And just looking at the politics of the situation, I doubt if any of the developing countries will make any commitments before they've seen the developed countries take a specific stand.
So the ball is in the court of the developed countries.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, if you look at it, there's some reason for dismay over what's happened or what hasn't happened. We came up with the Framework Convention on Climate Change in 1992. It took 5 years to get the Kyoto Protocol. Then another 9 years or so to get ratification. This really doesn't give anybody the conviction that, you know, those that had agreed to take action as the first step are really serious about doing so. And in several developing countries, you get this feeling that, or in fact people state it very clearly, that these guys are not going to do anything, they're going to shove the whole burden on our shoulders.
That is the mood which is really abroad,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. That's where it's necessary, I think, for the developed countries to establish a certain credibility.
That's been the sort of the position for a number of years, hasn't it? There's been this balance between what the developed countries will do to entice the developing countries. And do you think then that the developed countries have dragged their feet and just not done enough to encourage the developing countries? And
I think so. I think that's entirely true. And you know, the very fact that you had two countries in the developed world that didn't even ratify the Kyoto Protocol, of course, Australia has come back, you know, has not really helped in bringing about a desire to do something concrete.
And when you say developed countries, is that code for the US, or does it go beyond?
No,
the US stance?
I mean, if you look at even some of the European countries that had targets under the Kyoto Protocol, some of them are far from reaching those targets. So apparently there's been a lack of seriousness in implementing what people had agreed on. I think that has to be corrected. And I'll give you an interesting story. Way back in 1989, Mr. Rajiv Gandhi was the Prime Minister of India. And I interacted with him, and he was convinced that climate change is going to be a major problem for the world in the future. So he went to the non-aligned summit in Belgrade the same year, 89, and made a proposal over there, which people have forgotten. He said we ought to set up a planet protection fund to which every country in the world, developing and developed, except the least developed countries, should contribute 0.1% of their respective GDPs. Because he said, if we had this fund, then we can start solving some of the problems, including climate change. Of course, soon after that, there were elections, and he lost the election, wasn't prime minister anymore, and that fell by the wayside. But I'm mentioning that only to indicate the kind of spirit that prevailed at that point of time. And in some sense, that also got reflected in the Framework Convention on Climate Change. Everybody thought that now we're going to really tackle this problem.
Can you see any developed country which is really, truly getting to grips with this?
I think Germany is. I'm pretty impressed with what Germany's been able to do. And they've been able to do it with some degree of determination. And I would say they've also accepted a certain amount of pain in moving towards renewable energy, in moving towards more efficient use of energy. I think the Japanese have done it in the past for very different reasons. To some extent, I think Britain has done quite well.
But do you really think that countries like the US and Japan will agree something in Copenhagen and sign up to something unless if China and India are not signed up to it?
Well, I'm afraid if they don't do it, then I think we won't have an agreement.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.